Hello, with Sunday Best is John Gibbons hosting, and with Robbie O'Neill and with Amelia Bonner, hopefully one more joining us as well. And it's the last day of the season, 35 league games gone, one left, and Robbie within a chance of a league title. Liverpool, tomorrow morning, we might wake up with sore heads and 20 league titles, and that's a nice feeling.
It is, mate, it is. If you'd have said this to me, that to me in December, I'd have bit your hand off, because there was absolutely no chance in December. I thought that we'd get to within punching distance of Manchester City, and I know, like, you know, the kind of history is against us, the stats are against us and all the rest of it, but the hope's there, innit? And whilst that hope's there, the joy's there, and the weather's, you know, the sun's shining, it's got all the ingredients to be a potentially seismic day in the club's history to this. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, because obviously that leads to disappointment, but yeah, it's just the excitement's palpable, and here we are.
Here we are, Amelia. Here we are.
Yeah, it's hope that springs eternal, isn't it, Robbie? I think it's not hopelessness for no reason. Like, as you say, if you told us at various points in the season that we'd be in this position today, I would have bit your hand off. And I think what I'm trying to see it as, and what I've been telling myself all week, is that this is a massive day no matter what happens. And I think that's kind of amplified by the fact that we've got the Champions League to look forward to. And I'm glad that the kind of the dates and the order of it has run in this way, that if it doesn't come off for us today, there's still so much to look forward to. We still know there's a parade. And I think that the kind of knowing that has reinforced that we all need to accept that we're celebrating this team no matter what, and we're celebrating these footballers no matter what. And that's what I think today needs to be about as well, whatever the results are, our end, and whatever City end up doing. My only goal today is to celebrate Liverpool Football Club and the incredible season that we've had, and just know that if that is us coming second on an absolutely fantastic point score at the end of it, then there's a lot to celebrate there. So I think just trying to keep positive about it no matter what is what I'm doing today.